live from my spare room in Sacramento, this is Paintball Ruined My Life Live with Brad Johnson. Tonight, heartbreak in Ohio, an NXL Midwest recap, and best and worst plays.
Hello, gentlemen and lady. There's probably a lady somewhere, maybe. Somewhere out there in the internet. Old soul, good evening. We're going to talk about the NXL. What I like to say or call heartbreak. How about Ohio heartbreak? I was trying to figure out a better, like, way to do that. I really like heartbreak. And I was trying to find a way to, like, rhyme something with Ohio and, like, misery or sorrow or something. I couldn't do it, so we're going with heartbreak in Ohio. I don't know. Hopefully everyone's well, you know. There has not been a time in a long time since I've wanted a team to win a paintball tournament. Didn't happen. We got close. Maybe next time. That's what we're going to talk about. We're talking about the NXL in Cincinnati, Ohio, the Midwest Open, and we have some highlights, some like things I saw from the tournament. We'll talk about like some other stuff. Chris Martin. Misery? I know. Wait till you see my slides. It's pretty, well, you might not be able to tell from the slides. I'll make sure you know. Chris Martin, I saw the picture of your Matrix. I will take that. Well, I don't know if I actually want it. I want to try to fix it, though. But I got to, like, think about some tools I need. Because I need, like, a reg tester and, like a specific plier tool to get off that C-clip. So, we got to think about it. Anyway. Uprising. The People's Champs. 100%. I thought they were going to win. It was so close. I was so excited. Didn't happen. So, that's what we're talking about. The finals. The Midwest NXL Finals. What am I doing here? We got to go to this tab. We're going over here. What do I do first? Let's talk about... Okay, we're going to do this in stages. I don't have this separated as well as I thought I did. We're going to go to the Midwest Recap. And, you know, sometimes I don't like to read every single winner off, but... We've got every single winner here because, you know, if I won one of these tournaments, you know, I'd kind of want my name, team name read off. So maybe we'll skip. There's a lot. First, we'll just start off. The NXL Midwest results in pro. We did have Edmonton Impact taking first place. Uprising in second. Tauntaun Arsenal with a depleted roster taking third place. In the WNXL, we saw Los Angeles Faction take first place. They're a newer team. The Femme Fatales, not a newer team, taking second place. Dallas Vibe, kind of in the middle newer team area, taking third. Semi-pro, we have the New York Wrecking Crew, followed by the Newbies in second place. Blast Camp, taking third. D2, we have the Gulf Coast Ragtag Army, taking first place. Second place, the AG Knights. In third place, Control. Division 3 X-Ball, we have the Outlaws AP Prime. Legacy Gorillas took second place. Third place, the GTF Raiders. Third, D4 X-Ball, Hydra Kids, Defy Kids took second place. Lots of kids out there, that's good to see. Kickin' Factory something. Probably D4, maybe it's kids too. I'll never know. See, look at how many there are. D5, New Jersey Filthy D5 took first place. Snafu 2 took second place. I don't know. Bear Ridge 5 got third place. And then we're not going to, maybe we won't go over all these because there's a bunch. You can see the amateur 10 man. We had open 7 man. WNXL 5v5, open 5v5, Division 3 5v5, Division 4 5v5, Division 5 5v5, Pro 3v3, Amateur Division 3, so amateur is kind of like Division 3, 3-man. Intermediate, sort of like Division 4, 3v3. Amateur, 3v3, X-Ball. And then finally, Division 5, 3v3. Those are your winners. And now what we're going to do is we're going to go click off of this, click this button. Guys, what is happening? I don't know why this video is not in here. Here it is, though. I don't know what's going on. Hold on. We got to move this down here real fast. We're going to move that there, and we'll be good. So this is the last, very last moments of the... Let's move... Whoa. We're going to move ourselves so we know it's a Major League Paintball. The very last moments of the finals. So I'm going to go to my notes. I'll let this play out and talk through my notes. This is kind of short, so we might put this on a loop really fast. And definitely, like, if you want to go watch this whole match, there was a lot of good games. We'll go over some of those in a little bit here. There is a link below. You know, you can go subscribe to Major League Paintball Plus, or even on the YouTube channel. There's a bunch of these games you can go watch, though. But at the finals, only on the website or app, whatever. Major League Paintball Plus. I'll let this play. And I'm going to have my headphones on. Actually, I'm thinking. Hold on. Oh, God. Okay. Congratulations here to Edmonton Impact. So, Edmonton Impact. So, let's go. Okay. Shit. So let's start this over. So as we can see, obviously Impact won the finals against Seattle Uprising. And one of the more interesting things is Impact did come out of the prelims in ninth place. So they were almost in last place. That meant that they had to play through the Ocho finals as well. They did end up beating Distortion, where Uprising were in fourth place coming out of the prelim, so they actually got a bye and moved straight into the quarterfinals. So being able to play more matches and make it out of the Ocho finals for Impact is just kind of cool. Sunday, they played 38 points, Impact did. 38, which is a whole lot. We have some more point analysis we'll get to after this. But remember, 38 points on one day playing on Sunday. In the finals, Uprising did go up 2-0. Impact were able to tie it up, though, going into that halftime 2-2. And then coming out of the halftime in the second half, Uprising went up 5-2. And then honestly, after that, Impact just kind of controlled the entire match. It didn't really seem that close afterwards. I mean, Impact kind of just controlled. They seemed like they had maybe better play calling at times, and just kind of really dominated the last few points, were able to tie it up, and then, like, we're watching right now the conclusion of overtime, where Impact are winning and taking that overtime. The overtime lasted a bit, though. They do have a 5-minute overtime, so it did take 3 minutes, you know, roughly. I mean, it's not crazy long. Definitely, I would say Nick Laval was the, I think he did win the MVP of the finals, and certainly, you know, deserved of that MVP. Probably had the most critical move in overtime.
Last match, how are you feeling right now?
Elated and just grateful, man. I love you, honey. Love my boys. Can't wait to see you soon. Let's go, Impact! Oh, man.
How does it feel, dude, coming from Tyler's awesome second place endings to now finish?
Look at, she's going to cry, too. I didn't notice that.
Impact. Oh, man.
How does it feel coming from a few second place endings?
That's cool. Well, that's cool. Yep. Tyler's awesome. So Impact did win. Impact definitely won. I guess we'll just let this loop through again, I guess. You know, mainly for me, you know, this finals is not about Impact. It's about Uprising. You know, Uprising have been a pro team. I will not say pro for 15 years. Their first pro tournament was 15 years ago, and really have been competing at, we'll say, the highest level of paintball for a long time. There were a few couple years maybe where they did play semi-pro, Like in 2015, they certainly played semi-pro, but since 2015 at least, have been playing in this NXL pro, you know, highest division, but also played the MPPL for a long time. That's kind of where that original pro team was playing in the MPPL. The last few years, Uprising have certainly improved, though. In 2015, or not 2015, sorry, last year, 2025, in Texas, prior to this, was their best finish ever, taking a third place. They did get a fourth place in Philly in 2019. But the last time they did good before that, before 2019, was when they were in semi-pro and did win World Cup. So it's been a very, very long time since, you know, Uprising have been in the finals, and this is the very first time they've been in the finals on the pro field. So I was very, very looking forward to them winning. And for a while there, it looked like they were, you know, when they were up 5-2 with like 6 minutes left or whatever it was, you know, it kind of looked like they were going to win. But Impact definitely came back and, you know, won the match for sure. Off some very good play from Nick LaValle. Up at that center wall. So, we will now go back to my Midwest recap and go forward one. So we'll talk about my talking points here, and then we will watch some highlights. And I got some like stuff we can show and images and stuff here. I don't know, this is just some like things I wrote down when I was watching I thought was interesting. Paintball Fit in their black jerseys, that's just kind of weird, you know. Paintball Fit have always had like, you know, they're like, not always, but very often have their like, you know, just red, white, and blue jerseys. And we can see Chavez right there in their black, I don't know. I kind of like their like jerseys, the white and red and blue ones. They kind of just like stand out. Makes them a little more unique within the dark pantheon of paintball jerseys. Paintball Fit and black jerseys, I don't know, it's kind of weird. The Tauntauns only had 6 players and managed to get third place. They were missing Ethan Adams and Fabrice Colombo. Definitely Fabrice, their like main man leader. But still managed to take third is very good. Peter Anafozi, I think so. Yeah, played very well. I mean, exceptionally well for them. So did Hugo. So did Ben Carroll. All three of those guys really, really stepped up. I mean, Hugo always plays well. But definitely Peter and Ben played very well and helped lead them to a victory. But 6 players is crazy. Oh, that's not what I wanted to do. I did not want to click that. But that's okay, because it didn't work. Damage were also missing players. Damage missing Chris Shear. Jacob Edwards is injured. Dan Holliday was not there. And CJ Botsalis were also missing. Yep. 4. Nobody really did my blind zone stuff. You know, last live stream, I was like, man, I wonder if these lanes would be any good, right? Like, you can see the snake lane, how you can kind of ghost and stand right where that, like, line starts and, like, shoot the snake. A few guys did that, but not so much. And then I kind of was like, man, if you stop at this tower right here, you can really, like, shoot the Doritos. But nobody really went that far on the Doritos off the break. And, like, nobody really stood in that dead zone. But there were a couple guys shooting the snake side. Distortion on Sunday. You know, Distortion, a brand new pro team, got 9th place. Very good. Right now they're currently sitting 17th overall. They beat Collision and the Sea Dogs, which, you know, I could see, you know, who knows? They could go either way with all those teams. Although the Sea Dogs have been playing really well, so the Sea Dogs, being able to beat the Sea Dogs is good. They did lose to the Hurricanes and Damage. They went to the Ocho Finals where they did face off Impact, or face off against Impact, losing 6-0 to Impact. We didn't see much Thomas Hara. You know, Thomas Hara standing out this year and being a great player for Red Legion, really finding, honestly, like kind of one of the better players in the league all of a sudden. They just kind of like got him, and he's just really good. But maybe the snake side, maybe the snake layout or something really didn't fit him as well. And they were able to get other guys in there just to play that snake a little bit better than him. 70 70, I don't know why I said that, 7 a dynasty jerseys. I don't like these. But, you know, after we saw, I was like, man, on the webcast, I really didn't like them. But, like, seeing the pictures, I'm like, I don't know, they're not that bad. They look way better in the photos. I kind of like that one the most. They're not that bad, actually. I didn't like them on the webcast. Something about them, I was just like, I don't know. Wasn't a fan. But they're not that bad, actually. Kind of tiger stripe, it looks like, maybe. I don't know. It's not that bad. NYX take 15th. New York Extreme took 15th. New York Extreme in, not Ohio. New York Extreme. Oh, Chris, I forgot about my... Damn, we can't see my background. The Ohio background. This is like a dystopian Ohio place. There's like a train track to the left and like houses to the right and like a coal power plant in the background. Anyway, I was going to have the Cincinnati skyline, and I was like, that's way better. New York Extreme take 15th. And yeah, they got dead last in Tampa and dead last in Dover. And New York Extreme, I don't know. I get so confused by them because they like buy spots and come back, and I don't know what the hell's going on. But New York Extreme certainly need to win tournaments if they just need to win tournaments if they're, you know, gonna not get relegated again. Tons of points were scored. Total prelim points. What am I? Total prelim points played. I don't know what that's all about. My like numbers are weird. This is what we're... Nope. We're going to this. Total prelim points played. Remember how I said Impact played 38 points on Sunday? And these are the total prelim matches. So this is 4 matches over 2 days. An Impact playing 38 just on one day is crazy. And the disparity of points is crazy, right? I mean, look at how many points Red Legion and Dynasty are scoring. And then, like, Collision scored... They played 26 total points on Friday and Saturday compared to Red Legion's 53. And, like, the difference in points is crazy. And look at Damage, 27. You know, and Damage went 4-0, so they won all their games. They advanced on. But, you know, it's just crazy how many points that, like, the difference is between those top and, like, bottom teams. I mean, even the middle teams. You know, the Jungle Cats only played 37 compared to Red Legion's 53. You know, it's just kind of crazy the, like, wild, staggering volume that Red Legion play. You know, didn't Red Legion had that game that it was 11-7 when they played Dynasty? 11-7 is kind of crazy. What's this next slide? We'll talk about the rankings. Impact are in first. We can see Red Legion in second. Tampa Bay Damage getting sixth off 27 points or whatever it was. Paintball Fit falling to an eighth place, though. Now in fourth place overall. Dynasty, and we can see Uprising climbing the ranks. This is the highest Uprising's ever been ranked. I think I was looking earlier, it was like ninth place, I think, last year they were in. And we can see Infamous down there in 10th place. Flipping over the next one, there's New York Extreme down there with like 60 points or whatever. 62 points. Getting way more points. I mean, before that they had, you know, 2. Because they got a 1 and a 1. For their last places. So definitely getting 60 is good. Getting closer to these other teams. But you can see some of these other teams, like, you know, Leverage do have a 12th. The Jungle Cats have a 16th and a 14th. So New York Extreme's going to have to probably try to get, like, you know, a 10th or, like, something quite a bit higher to sort of preserve their status as a professional paintball team. I don't know what else. Graham Arnold played really, really good. It was really cool seeing Graham Arnold and the Uprising guys just kill it out there. I was so excited. I think Uprising is probably the best looking paintball team. Here's a collection of Uprising jerseys over the last like 2 years. The Ohio jersey is right there. So I think that Uprising are probably the best-looking paintball team. I really enjoy all the jerseys. Really, really enjoy the jerseys. What'd you guys think of the paintball tournament? Who's here? We'll go. We'll watch highlights in a second. How did paintball tournament go? Aftermath hangs their heads in shame for losing Denver. Yep. All right, we'll watch highlights. Highlights. We have some highlights. You know, we always do some highlights and like some weird stuff. Let's just go here. Some like odd things that happened. Okay. Highlights. This is going to play that right now. Okay, number one, we have Red Legion and Aftershock. This is just a very, very nice snapshot. I think this is Jet on... No, it's not. It's no, that is him. Jet right there in the snake. And just this, like, nasty snapshot on Kirill right here. Bang! Just shooting right in the arm.
Is he going to catch Hines slipping? Nope, Hines picks him up.
I want to like put my headphones on.
Kirill's gonna take one in the wrist from the inside.
Yeah, Kuzmin.
Is he gonna catch Hines slipping? Nope. Hines picks him up. They see him get in there.
Bang! Right.
Kirill's gonna take one in the wrist from the inside.
Great shot. Great shot. Aftershock and the Ironman. This is a snake guy lives and advances. I don't remember who this was.
One body advantage here for the
Ironman. Oh yeah. So this is, man, I don't remember who these players are, but we can see. The Ironman guy running up there on the right, going to that center 50, and then we have a 50 snake player for Aftershock.
A big bite up the middle for CJ Cantor.
CJ Cantor might get a free one here. And
oh, Jet gets the kill on him, though.
Jet again. I just really like living through that. I just really like how he lived through that. You know, I mean, obviously, when you're in these positions, he's coming straight to get you. In a way, actually... Take that back, dude. It doesn't look like he knows he's there, right? He, like, gets up like this, and he's like, oh, shit. But being able to live through that, probably not in a best position. It's just really good. Jet with a kill on that center 50 guy. Number three, NYX, New York Extreme Uprising. And this is a very good run-through by somebody.
Here comes Randy Stanzak. He's going to be the one to take the move. JC's going to stay on the outside so he can watch that edge. Rainey is going to make his bump up into Distort.
Oh, no, this isn't a run-through. Why do I... I don't know. This is not a run... Oh, this kind of is a run-through, but I thought this was kind of funny. So this is... we can see Rainey right here in the snake crawling up. And his beanie is rather high.
He's going to be the one to take the move. JC's going to stay on the outside so he can watch.
I was watching this, and I'm like, man, that beanie. I mean, they can probably see you in the snake when you're like this. You know, that beanie popping up like that's probably not the greatest.
Across the field.
And that's going to force a concession from Distortion as it just stumped left alive.
And they went all the way to the finals.
This is, I cut part of this out because I think it's funny. Because I was like, it's just funny because I was thinking the beanie thing. And then they cut to the, they like, 2 minutes later.
They went all the way to the finals, taking out Uprising Ironman and PB Fig, where they lost the damage to take their second place in a row.
LJ! Nick! Let's go!
I like Bart. He's like a shark. That was funny. Number four. Let's make sure we're doing these in the right order here, though. Okay, we are. This is Collision. Collision in the Hurricanes. Jordan Boyum. Shooting through the crack. You know, I like a creative paintball play. I like looking through those cracks. I think I saw Jordan one time, like, trying to look, like, through it and underneath. There were a few other guys doing it. I like that, like, kind of fun craftiness. So here's a replay of that happening.
With the body language, I thought he got shot through the gap. Look at Boyum. Okay, this is even more of an awesome play by Boyum. We haven't really seen this yet. He goes through there and then blasts him through the crack in the bunkers. Excellent job by Boyum. And then he goes right on that zone. He played that zone perfectly.
Excellent job, Jordan. Number five, Infamous Tauntauns. A Danny Schoenhauer with a snake pack.
Body coming off. Both bodies coming off from that middle.
See Danny right there.
Danny Schonauer going to be past the 50 here for Infamous. This is an opportunity for him. There's no one in front of him. Going to get the
bam, shoot
kill.
That
Danny Schonauer getting a little two-pack.
Let's shoot this guy, too. Why not? Bam.
And Fozy at the tower. Sam Silberg thinking about it, trying to get to that 50. Here comes Danny. He's going to commit.
Maybe not. Maybe someone else shot him. Either way, pretty good move, Danny. Danny playing for Infamous now. Number six, Tauntaun's Infamous. Again, center 50. Oh, this was interesting. So I just thought this was cool. I mean, you know, you don't maybe see this like this all the time. We can see probably Trevor Reeser and Thomas Spitzma of the Tauntauns right there at the 50.
Carroll coming off. Trevor Reeser's now just going to wrap.
Yeah, we're probably going to lose Spitzma too. Spitzma's going to run through, but Reeser's on.
So he goes to look for him, right?
The other side. Spitzma's probably thinking, where did Reeser go? Reeser is catching some pressure. He can't quite make this move yet. He's going to gunfight his way and try to trade out with Spitzma. Or try to make, he's going to try to get him and stay alive. Spitzma knows where he is now. He can see the burst of the stream of paint coming out from that side.
Yeah, I just liked that. I mean, that's nothing crazy. It's just like, he's like, wait a minute. He like looks back. He's like, did I see that? Is he shooting on our side? Is he like on the other side? He's like, whoa, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Try to get him and stay alive.
There, he's over there. Okay. Number seven, paintball fit Tauntaun's Jacob Johnson, and a very good snake move.
Johnson being more proactive. Proactivity has paid dividends typically, and he's going to wrap around and get the shot there on Hugo. He's getting the free kill inside. Jacob Johnson here with a little two-pack dot.
Jacob Johnson getting it done over here on the snake side, getting Hugo off the field. And Benny Carroll runs off that other side.
He's got to shoot
cross
else,
over
right?
here with Cyrus and Trenton.
Nope, that's all. I was like, I probably would have stopped it first. Great job. Excellent shot. You know, paintball fit might have not, didn't maybe look as crisp as they have in the past. Impact New York Extreme. Tyler Harmond on the wrong side of the snake.
Kind of, you can't see it on your screen, but JC's in the clover. He was in the clover looking inside, but I think JC dies. Oh,
kind of a crazy craziness right here. So you can see Tyler right there at the center 50.
He's in the clover. And he was in the clover looking inside.
Goes to bunker. It looks like the center 50 guy, but no one's there. And he's like, shit. And just like hits the ground.
Oh.
But able to lay on the ground and get that shot off.
Tyler's laying on the ground. I think is he still alive?
Looks like it. He ain't jumped up yet.
Tyler's calling the inside. Now, this is movie event. The Pate Smith Law move of the event right there. Cash that one in. Who crawls? I dreamt about that move right there.
Did you really?
Yes. I was like, you know what I could do? I could jump on the inside here and crawl down that. I did that against damage.
Ryan Greenspan, the clairvoyant. Number nine, Red Legion and Heat. Justin Rabb, creep on the snake side.
Legion got a body pulled out of the snake. Saldana's still alive after Kirill was pointing at him in the snake. J-Rag looks like he's going to come up and try and take care of Saldana. See if Saldana's ready for it. He's not.
And then he catches Cody, too.
Yeah. And now J-Rag's going to crawl to the clover. Just one body left alive for Heat.
Justin Rabakov saving this point for Houston Heat. Cody Mikowski's head was on a swivel. He had no idea that J-Rag dipped into the snake and then Saldana.
Excellent. Justin Rabakov. You know, I may as well move my freaking thing over. We want to be right there. Nine. Number 10, X Factor and Uprising. Graham Arnold wins a 2-on-1. This was excellent as well. I mean, you know, all this. So Graham Arnold, last guy left for Uprising on the right-hand side. Somebody for X Factor is in the snake. Somebody for X Factor is also, right there at that like 50 Dorito side.
To try to preserve this lead here, Todd.
Yep, X Factor storming back. Can they close this one out to tie it up? Matt Jackson going to hop the beam, come onto Uprising's clover.
Ooh, ice.
And, oh, what a shot there by Arnold. TJ makes the move. Arnold doesn't know he moved. He might feel it now. And now he knows where he is. It's a 1-on-1.
But he's looking in the middle as if he's off on the count. He's unsure that it is an actual 1-on-1. He keeps head checking towards that D side and middle. He knows he shot Jackson.
One ball.
Clear. Snake side.
Oh, oh, what a snapshot.
Graham Arnold with two nasty snapshots. To preserve
Graham Arnold
the
helping
lead
impact.
Of
not impact, sorry, shit. Impact, no. Helping uprising. Beating X Factor, the main man, really. I mean, like, the reason they played so well, Graham Arnold. Dynasty and Impact. This is just a weird finish. This is just a crazy thing. So you can see the time right here. We can see the time with 52 seconds left. Dynasty are down by 1 point. Trying to be aggressive and take it to Impact.
Way off the wall to try to get a better angle. Arturo Andrade makes it through the zone of death. It gets into outside Snake 2. Five bodies alive here for Dynasty, and they're on the attack. Arturo Andrade is going to jump into the Farm Fresh Clover with Greenspan right behind him.
What is Farm Fresh? It makes me think of like a, I don't know.
Not feeling any pressure, and he's popping the top. 30 seconds to go.
Yeah, Impact goes pocket, tries not to give up any bodies on.
There was like a commercial, like a fake GI Sports commercial back in the day when they like grew paintballs in the ground. Is that what that is?
The break, they're going to have to hold off Dynasty for 25 more seconds as they have all the spots. Here comes Blake Yarber through the middle.
Blake Yarber going to get alive into their towers. Greenspan going to shoot out the player at the door. So that's the first body to drop, and it's Parrish. And here comes Harrison Fry doubling up with Yosh Rao. He's going to get peeled off. Holding the line nicely here for Edmonton Impact, though, as time is under 5 seconds. Blake Yarber's going to get...
Look at JC in this corner. Just bang, bang, shoots every, all three of those guys. Time expires with Ryan Greenspan not touching the buzzer again. That happened last tournament.
He's
going to
get peeled off. Holding the line nicely here for Edmonton Impact, though, as time is under...
Nick Laval getting demolished. JC turning around right in time. Able to get another ball on Greenspan. Although, I don't know, did JC get shot right
now? As time is under 5 seconds, Blake Yarber's going to get in. Ryan Greenspan might be able to get in time as Greenspan's going to...
Woo! Another, just a crazy one. That's a close match right there. We have Impact and Red Legion. We have Impact, Red Legion. What are we watching, though? Alice Goldman. Oh, yeah. Alice Goldman shoots Kirill in the nuts. Right in the dick.
Get out, Rainey Stanzik. Last hope here for Impact. And he's going to launch.
This is a weird one, too.
And he's going to get the drop here.
This is not the right one. 13. I'm looking at the wrong one. 11. What is going on here? Hold on.
Like bang, bang.
Jason Edwards. Okay. This is the right one. We'll get to that one.
Next one. Four.
Yeah. Alice Goldman shoots Kirill in the nuts.
Damage.
Just right in the
Legion
dick, like,
going
just,
two bodies to the wall again. They keep five bodies alive. Alice Goldman's going to come through the middle. Looks like he's going to get... He's still alive. He probably got two. Looking for three. Coming for more.
Goldman does get taken out. Marcel's going to get shot from Malloy. Smith has no idea that Malloy's there, so Malloy's going to get two here. Looked like Goldman was going to break it open through the middle.
Dude, is it me? I don't know if it's me or not, but when I watch Brednikov play, dude, he breaks so much paint. Like, look at this. He's just always breaking paint.
Looked like
paint.
Goldman was going to break it open through the middle, but Alexander
like
Brednikov
always.
Gets in, and now he's going to get himself a
like
three.
Like, half the paint that came out of that gun was broken.
Pack to put the fourth.
That was just crazy. I mean, the whole thing is weird. Okay, now 13. This is... Where's 12? Everything's out of order.
He comes out wide.
We just watched that. Things are out of
He's
order.
Gonna trade out.
13. Rainey does a run through. This is another like crazy ass close to a game. So Rainey's the last player at this point. You can see Rainey right in that last tower, like right above my head. We have three Red Legion players, two at that center 50, and then one at the like Dorito 3.
He's gonna trade out Rainey Stanzik. Last hope here for Impact.
He just runs out of the
He's
corner.
He's gonna launch. And he's going to get the drop here on Justin Rabakov. He's going to make it all the way through the brick. Can he catch the body in the middle as well, too? I think he did. So Rainey Stanzik, who's been on one once they got him into the starting five.
There you go.
Rainey Stanzik gets them all, Maddie.
Rainey's yeah, I've never done that. So that's pretty good. Rainey Stanzik with a fabulous move. Rainey played really well this tournament as well. I mean, he always does, so, you know. 14. We have Nate... They're dunking on a guy.
Here in the spick and span brick, he's got Graham Arnold behind him. Alec Holland going down the Dorito side now. And Fosse in that snake side tower.
Which means it's Woodward up in the middle.
And Nate Schrader goes air. Schrader reaching back to his roots, coming up over the top.
Crazy. And he shot him before he ever did that. Like, obviously, you can see he got shot as soon as he came over the top. Like, bam. He got shot right there.
And Nate.
Just a couple extra. 14. That was number 14. We have 15. A run through by Woodward. A run through by Woodward. Portland Uprising versus Edmonton Impact. This is the finals.
Five alive, at least to start things out. Oh, but a body dropping right now for Uprising as they...
The finals, the very start of the second half.
Blues player, Eaton gets a spin, and he's going to get taken out trying to get into D1. Here comes Woodward. Woodward's going to drop the hammer up the middle of the field. Does he trade out? He does. He actually gets all the way in the backfield again. Here's another two-pack run through. Maybe a three-pack run through for Austin Woodward, cracking things open for Uprising in point one of the second half.
Bang, bang.
Unbelievable.
Huge moment, and just a huge moment for Impact. Not Impact. Yeah, no, Uprising. 16. Impact Uprising again. So this is that final play of Nick LaValle, what I would say, winning the tournament for Impact.
He can stay alive, but no, he's going to get pinched out of there. He trades out with Joel.
So we can see, what do we have? We have a definitely... a 4-on-5.
Eaton.
We can see that little chart on the bottom of the screen. I don't know if it's accurate, though.
So it's a 4-on-3 here in favor of Uprising in overtime.
Nick LaValle looks like he wants to come across. He does. He dives into the 50 snake, so nobody in the wall now.
Nobody in the wall, but they don't know that he's at the 50 snake. Holland is the only body for Uprising over there, and here comes Woodward's going to come through. Woodward's going to cut through, and here comes Graham Arnold as he takes off as the chaos sets in. Does LaValle get shot in that engagement? I don't think he does.
I didn't even shoot
him. Alive, and Uprising.
I was watching this, and I was just like, "Oh my god!" Ugh. At least know where he's at. I mean, like, go ahead and lose, you know. But, like, at least know where he's at when you get shot.
Gave up. Woodward and
I'm like,
Schrader.
No!
And LaValle is going to catch Graham Arnold. So LaValle, with 2 minutes and 34 seconds left, could be the big difference in this entire tournament.
I have no idea where Woodward and Schrader were going.
They don't know where
and
he's at.
And going to make the desperation run into guns.
Yeah, I mean, Woodward goes to shoot him right here, right? He, like, I don't know. I don't know what he thinks. I don't know if he's trying to shoot him right there and gives up or what, because you can't. That's not the angle. You're not going to be, you know, you have to go deeper than that to shoot that guy. You can't, like, go from that angle. You got to get closer to that 50 bunker. So I don't know if he, I don't know. Maybe he thought he was at the star right here. But then he runs through and he's just definitely now like, oh, God. Now he doesn't know what's going on.
Woodward's going to cut through, and here comes
Bummer,
Graham
dude.
Arnold. He takes off as the chaos.
That was the play that ended the paintball tournament. We have a couple other ones here. Let me go to my worst plays. Some of the worst plays things were kind of mixed up in there. 21. We have New York Extreme and Uprising. Graham
is going to come back and check off and make sure he's not running for the buzzer.
An out-of-bounds play they actually call.
Arnold's thinking about...
Their field's kind of flipped around. The Uprising started on the left side of the field, our, like, that way. So they've kind of, like, flipped it around, both by their opponent's buzzer.
Buzzer needs to get eyes on Taylor. Taylor's all the way in his backfield. Arnold is going to go right for the buzzer. He slips and falls and might have gone out of bounds, though.
Yeah, I think he went out of bounds. He 100% went.
Harris Hussein is absolutely.
They just went out of bounds.
And picks up momentum. It's been drizzling.
Nothing crazy,
so
crazy.
Falls, tries to recover, but you can
not
see the line
worst
there.
Play, but you know, it just kind of sucks.
Yeah.
An unlucky
his foot
play.
Is on the line right there.
Yeah, he's out of bounds.
Yeah, that is out of bounds.
Yeah. Graham played crazy, though. I mean, 22. Infamous in the Tauntauns. It says axle fight. Jump. Oh, I thought this was just funny. I don't know why I thought this was funny.
But I think he shot Hugo.
I think it's funny. I think it's funny. We'll let it play.
Hugo.
Well, axel got
So Josh, funny. Because, like, everyone's shot, and he's like... I have to take, like, three steps and just jumps for it? I don't know. I thought his body language was funny, how he was, like, looking around.
Hugo.
I don't know. This is not that crazy. The next one. This is our last one. 24, and we have... The numbers don't really mean anything. They're just for me to, like, keep track of stuff. I mean, they are... You know, there's not 24 of these. New York Extreme. No. Red Legion. Tampa Bay Damage. Did we catch Alexander Obrednikov cheating here? What do you guys think? Let's actually zoom it in. We're going to zoom it in. We're going to make it bigger. Just freaking ghettoize this. So Obrednikov right there. We're going to make it even freaking bigger. Obrednikov right there. He's going to crawl around and I think get shot by Jason Edwards. So Jason Edwards is right there. So I think Jason goes bang. Or, no, it's probably Jason. Okay, we'll watch. Hold on, sorry.
D side. Boy gonna crawl past the 50, but get caught. Potentially, no, that came off the...
I'm gonna loop it. I don't have a loop on.
Sergey from moving up on that.
Did he cheat? Did he get shot?
Past the 50, but get caught. Potentially, no, that came off the.
Did he get shot? I think he got shot.
Boy gonna crawl past the 50, but get.
I looked at like the angle a few times too, and you know if you. Because the paint definitely comes in from the other side and comes off. I don't know. I think so. Fucking. We're done. Hold on. We'll talk about it. Those are our highlights. That's kind of all my, like, stuff I want to talk about from the tournament. Let's go back over here real fast and we'll make sure. I think so. I have some things I didn't actually, like, put on the notes, but they are there, you know. And if you are here, this live stream sponsored by BFPgear.com. You know, this weekend I was shooting the Planet Eclipse GOR5, and the gentleman I was talking to just ordered one of these things, the Method GOR5 engine. So I was like, you know what? We recently talked about Method. Method are making a lot of cool stuff. So if you have an R5, this bad boy right here lowers your operating pressure, which is crazy on an R5, and increases velocity consistency. You can get it at BFP Gear. Let's say you want to get an R5. We can tarp R5 in right there, you know, and it'll come up. The R5 in black, the best color you can buy. In stock, online, and at Sac Paintball. If you know you want to go stop by the actual physical store. What's this one? Ugh. Silver might be the coolest. I've always liked silver with like dark gray parts. Is that just silver and black? Yeah. Or that light trooper. I forget what they call that. BFP Gear. You know you can get everything you want at BFP Gear. Support BFP Gear as they, you know, support this channel and help support Paintball and help. Continue fueling Paintball along as well as Dynasty and Paintball Fit. You know, we're in good company. PFPgear.com. Yes. So I don't know. Like, I talked to Verbal. I saw that right there. Did you watch Jets Dead Man Walk? No. And I actually, like, I heard about it and I saw someone talking about it online, and I talked to a couple people that... I talked to one person that was the tournament. I don't know. I couldn't find... I like, went through and scrubbed through the footage and tried to find... to see if it was on, like, camera. And I couldn't find it. So I couldn't really determine what game it was in, and I had to give up. After, like, 40 minutes, I was like, I gotta move on to the next thing. So I did look for it, but I don't know. I couldn't actually, like, find footage or, you know, I don't know. I don't think it happened. So, yeah. I am very happy, though, that Uprising did well. You know, Uprising, yeah. Shock Jungle Cats. I'll put a note on that. Maybe we'll actually, like, find it next. We'll actually find it, and we'll like, talk about it next time. We can't right now, though. That'll take forever. We gotta, like, scrub through a whole match. You tell me the game time. Even the game time would be hard. Yeah, I just am very happy that Uprising won, or didn't win. I'm not happy they didn't win. I'm very happy they at least got the opportunity, you know, to play in the finals. I've always been rooting for Uprising, always rooting for any of these, like, you know, lower teams to do well, because it's just more interesting, you know, when, you know, different teams do well, and it's not the same old guys. So, super happy for Uprising, and they've been a team that's been playing for a very long time, like we kind of went over before. So, excited for them. So hopefully they can do a little better next time and hopefully get a win, you know. You know, for me, I think taking second would suck. I would be severely disappointed. I'd rather get, like, you know, last place than second, so. I don't think that's too new. Look for a Jungle Cats guy. I was just hoping there was actual footage, though, because for me to show it on here, you know, like, I gotta actually be able to, like, see what's happening. So it's like, there's tons of, like, highlights we didn't talk about on here, too, but I just didn't talk about them because, you know, the camera angles suck, or, like, you know, you can't see the other side of the field, or, like, you know, whatever. So it's like, I'm trying to make them somewhat good. And, like, you know, you gotta get, like, I don't know. We gotta see it. Yeah. I don't know, I wasn't that excited to watch paintball this time around. I think that Sunday, like, I just cannot watch. Like, watching the whole goddamn tournaments is very difficult. I didn't watch that much on Saturday. No, I didn't watch that much on Friday. I went to the X Games on Friday. Hugo had this amazing run on the snake sign. It's possible. It's also, you know, a lot of these things I don't, it's only if I'm watching the tournaments too. You know, like, I, there's no other way to see the highlights, you know. The only way for me to know the highlights exist is, you know, actually watching the whole goddamn tournament and then, like, taking notes. And then I go back and screen record them. So I gotta watch the whole goddamn things, which, you know, I don't know. It's just, yeah, it's just very difficult. Which is not a good thing. I mean, if it's difficult for me to watch and, like, it's, I don't want to watch it, I mean, I don't know who's going to watch it. There's that. Yeah, only their problem. You know, the one thing I don't, like, quite understand, though, is, like, the buzzer, right? Like, I don't understand the whole buzzer system. Like, you know, I've always been under the impression. So, I've always been under the impression that, like, the buzzer and the score and the time are all, like, synced up, right? So, like, you know, it's game time's running. You know, the game time goes at 10 minutes. And then, you know, if I hit the buzzer on the other side, 1 minute later, I hit the buzzer. I've always been under the impression that, like, the game time stopped. And, like, that's how you actually finished a game, right? By hitting the buzzer, right? Because that's how the time is indicated. And that's how they're indicating that, like, you got to the other side of the field. Right? But, like, why? Why do referees stop the time manually? I don't get it. I truly don't fucking get it. What's the point of the buzzer? I truly don't get it. It serves, like, no purpose. Because the refs are just, like, stopping the time manually, and there's a buzzer there. And then they're like, you didn't hit the buzzer. But, like, the fucking buzzer doesn't even do anything. Why do we call it a buzzer? It doesn't, like, buzz. You're not, like, I don't get it. It's, like, This is exactly verbal. This is why I'm talking about it, is because Marcelo brought it up. He was like, I don't exactly remember what we were talking about. Or I did like an interview thing with him a little bit, and we talked about it there. He might have talked about it somewhere else. I don't know. For sure. It's just weird. Because like, sometimes like, you know, if you're running to the start gate full sprint and you dive to hit the start gate and there's no time left, the refs will stop the clock. Like, they'll be like, oh, stop the clock, like instantly when you touch it, right? But then like, there's times where you're walking to the start gate and like, nothing happens, you know? Like, you could like just hit the thing and the refs don't stop the time. Like, they wait for you to touch, like, actually physically press the button. But, like, if there's no time left, they don't really care if you press the button. They just care if you get, like, in the, like, you proximity or something. Like, I don't get it. So it's like, why don't they just make it if you physically contact the bunker then? I just don't. It never really made sense. You know, I don't play the NXL, so it. I always just thought it was connected. Like, I don't. Am I crazy? People, tell me if I'm insane. I don't know, guys. I just don't get it. You don't need AI. You just need, like, a piece of copper. You just need a copper wire to connect the buzzer to the timer. It's just a simple switch. It's on and off. The time's running, you press the button, time stops. Right? I don't know why we're like manually stopping the time then. Because like, you need to hit the buzzer to stop the time. You either hit the buzzer or you didn't. That's my buzzer rant. I could be completely off base. But I don't get it. You know, it's like a... I don't know. Like, you know, I did swimming for a long time. We swam, you know, like swimming team. And they don't actually, like, back in the day, they used to have, like, people stand over the pool and look down and be like, ha, he finished. But, like, a lot of the, like, newer, you know, high-end teams and, like, you know, good, you know, whatever teams, they have, like, electronic timing stuff. So, like, there's a piece of, like, I don't know, plastic they put on the wall that's, like, conductive. So as soon as you touch it, it stops the time, you know? But they don't have, like, that system and a guy that's, like, stopping the time, and they just go with the guy's time over the time, like... The, like, you know, system timing. It's like, I don't know. It's confusing. Yeah, someone said something about guys trying to cheat on the pro field with signs and stuff. I didn't see. I don't know anything about that. I don't understand. Because, like, I don't know. I'm just so confused by it all because, like, it never, like, I never thought about it. I never was like, oh, the buzzer doesn't work, because it used to. Like, there was this big ordeal back in the day because, like, apparently somebody shot the buzzer and it went off, but I don't think that ever happened. Like, some gun accidentally, I don't know, you know, like, somebody accidentally, a paintball hit the buzzer. That's why it's kind of on the back side now. It used to be, like, on the very top. I don't know. I'm just confused by the whole thing. That was another takeaway from the tournament. I was like, why did they stop the time manually? Yep. That's all my cool paintball topics. So, anyone got any other cool things we could talk about? I don't know. I've not done anything cool. No, not really. I was trying to think if I did anything sweet. I've worked with timing in Rallycross. Rallycross is cool. Rally is just cooler, though. Real rally is better. It's very simple to have a button stop the clock. Yeah, it's just a button. Like, I mean, I don't know what I'm doing, right? But I think that nowadays with, like, Arduino boards and, like, you know, Raspberry Pis and stuff, like, and with AI, like, Claude or, like, you know, coding stuff helping, I think we could build it. It probably can't be that hard. I don't know. Maybe it is. Who knows? I need different background music. What different background music? It's the same. It's the same in the Hey Bear sensory videos. I have no idea what that is. Oh, my music. Well, let's just do this. There's nothing now. Or I could turn off the noise compression and we can listen to the fan in the background. Is that better? No. Why can't I hear myself? Oh, that's because I turned everything off. No, I want to turn off noise compression. Well, I guess the fan's not too bad. Okay, I don't know what the hell we're doing. I don't even play Goodbye Horses. I don't know what Goodbye Horses is. I think about Wild Horses. I'm like, Wild Horses. Yeah, the buzzer is just confusing to me. So, I don't know. The whole situation was just, like, odd. I don't know. There might not be any raffle tickets left, but currently taking place, there is a DLX Lux Air Raft taking place. You can find it at the Paintball Ruined My Life. Look how this is, like, weird. The Paintball Ruined My Life website. I still don't like how this is weird. The Paintball Ruined My Life website. There's a link in the description. You're not going to be able to find it on the website. The only way you can find it is a link in the description. There are 170 total tickets. Tickets are $10 each. There were some people that bought tickets, like, an hour and 20 minutes ago, like right before the live stream, so I did not get them added. So it's possible there actually are no longer any tickets because there were very few left anyway. There should be some left. Very few. There's probably like four or five. So if you want to try to win yourself a DLX Lux Air, it's going to have like all their updated parts and stuff. Like they sent me a bunch of like gizmos and gadgets to install, so you'll have all that stuff too. $10 though, you know. There's a link below in the description of said video. Echo! Oh yeah, shit. I turned the monitoring on and I like forget sometimes. Sorry guys. Go take part in the whatever raffle. Ooh, Oz. I could turn a bunch of green lights on. Ooh, although green lights make you look sick, you know, you put a bunch of green lights on you and it makes you look like you're like ill. So I never really liked them. Boop. Bloop. Hopefully I get to play paintball next weekend. I want to try to play a paintball, actually play paintball next weekend. It's been a long time. I don't think I played in like 3 months or something like that. I want to try, you know, I really want to try to get this freaking auto mag to work. Or no, I think it does work. I just got to get like parts and stuff. Or I need to get like some stuff. Where the hell's that? I don't know. I need to get, like, an ASA and, like, do some stuff. An ASA, I need a vertical regulator adapter. And I was looking at vertical reg adapters the other day on eBay. A mag. It's just, I don't know where it's at. It's around here somewhere. Hmm. Here's an auto mag. I can't really like show it though. They'll definitely kick me off the internet for this, but you can see that auto mag right there. It even has a Predator paintball sticker. I used to own that paintball store. That's the paintball store I used to own. But that sticker was put on there when I was probably like 4. So that was not bad. Yeah, I mean, it's like brand new. It's pretty cool, Mark. Yeah. I just got to get a vertical rig adapter, and I got to get like a ASA. Boop, 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 boop. I got to get a barrel, too. I have a barrel. So, I don't think I have an automatic barrel. I doubt it. Put that there. Yeah, I want to play with the auto mag. I just hate buying paintball stuff. I hate it so much. I hate it so much. You guys have no idea how much I hate buying paintball stuff. Especially that kind of crap. I'm like, I need a vertical reg adapter, and I need a vertical reg, not a reg adapter, I need like a, you know, a foregrip or some shit, and I need an ASA, or an on-off, and like macro line and hose, and I'm like, fuck. Like, owning the paintball store and working at a paintball store forever, and like, needing that stuff, and having to buy it really sucks. Because like, dude, I had so much of that crap. I had like piles of just random shit that I would have been like, oh, here's one, and oh, let's pop this CP one on there. And, you know, I'd have had all this stuff, and I'm like, oh, we got an ultralight barrel for it. Now I'm like, fuck. I'm going to like track all this shit down. I don't want to spend money on paintball stuff. It's very difficult. I've not really done it in a long time. A magic box. I'll send one over. Yeah, give the live stream a like. If you're here right now and maybe you watched some of those highlights, you're like, man, those were good highlights. Give the live stream a like. Or if you didn't like them, maybe you liked watching Uprising win. Damn it. Why do I keep thinking they won? Maybe you liked watching Uprising get second. It's not very good, though. I don't like seeing it. Still have an original axe. Not even sure if it works. It probably does. I love the axe. I use the axe a lot. I probably had like 5 or 6 of those things. Yeah, I had multiple. 4th of July at Capitol Edge. I don't know. You got to throw an extra CEPP on there because it's Capitol Edge Paintball Park. If we say CEP, then I think of cross-eyed paintball. But I know what you mean, but I do think of CEP, cross-eyed paintball. I don't know. I don't know. I haven't done anything for 4th of July in forever. 4th of July. I do want to go camping. Mark and Chris said they were going to go camping, and I wanted to go camping. I want to do something. I haven't gone, like, car camping in so long. It's been, like, 10 years. Ooh, Korean short ribs are good, too. I think next... Yeah, I don't know. Maybe not next week. We did like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago now. 3 weeks ago now? 2 weeks ago, I don't know. We did like a dead paintball gun tier list. And we did WDP, WGP, Smart Parts, FEP, First Endeavor Paintball, NSG, a Dangerous Power, Proto, and Toxic. And maybe we'll do more next time. I don't know what we will do. We have still quite a few companies. There's still Brass Eagle, Piranha, Indian Creek Design. Technically, I think we can put AKA. We're going to put Bob Long in there. Although Bob Long thinks they're in business still, which is confusing. They are, right? Field One. I would say Field One is in business. PMI, Alien, Spider. Now, we got more. So maybe we'll do that second tier list, part two, next time. There's some more companies I feel like are definitely not in here, right? What about, like, Sheridan? I mean, Sheridan, I don't know. Some of these companies, like, still technically make stuff. But, like, I don't know. They haven't made stuff in forever. Sheridan. Piranha. Yeah. Nick, are you playing Gold Rush? System X is on there. We got System X. System X. Yep, System X is on there. You know what? I always think of that System X. I think about, like, their autocockers and stuff, and I always forget they made, like, they actually made, like, real guns. They made, like, not real guns. They made, like, you know, their own paintball guns. Like, they made the Enemy. They made, I don't know. I think the Enemy's the only one I can really think about. Is 32 Degrees? We do have 32 Degrees as a dead company, but I don't think I have, I don't really have 32 Degrees as, like, a gun company on Ed, though. I mean, technically, I guess they did make paintball guns. They're kind of just, like, Spider knockoffs, though. Yeah, did System X only make the Enemy? Was that, like, the main thing they made? I mean, I know they made, like, those autococker, like, you know, ripoffs or whatever. But I think the Enemy might have been the only one. We've got Psycho Ballistics. Psycho Ballistics is another one of those companies that, like, really just made autocockers, though. I mean, I don't think they made anything that wasn't a cocker. I think. I could be wrong. Remember Protein Products, too? Protein Products was super cool. Protein Products. Automag? Man, I wanted a Protein. I wanted, like, a Protein Automag for so long. Well, there aren't any really good pictures. No picture popped up, so I don't know. At a later date, I guess we'll look at that. Yeah, the PT. Maybe if I just put PTP Automag, it'll come up better. Oh, yeah, there's kind of one. Hold on, I'll show you guys. Ooh, the Alley Cat. There, Alley Cat. There's a good one. We definitely don't have that one on there. Is Alley Cat a brand, though? Alley Cat might have been a model, right? I'm not 100% sure. Yeah, they had these things. You know, I really got to figure out a better way to open images. I want to figure out, like, how do I open this actual image? You know, without going to Facebook, how do I actually open the big one? Because sometimes you can do it, you know, like, Reddit will open it weird, but they had these cool, like, anno jobs and stuff and the milling and stuff with these body kits and stuff. These auto mags were really kind of cool. Yeah, I got to find, like, a foregrip. Man, look at that. That body's cool. All these Tokyo Mori Automag. Look at that thing. I don't really like that. Not so much a fan of the E-Mag. I can even hear that thing shoot. Like, clink, 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 clink. I guess all Automags kind of sound like that. Chris Martin, Indian Creek Design is on there. I don't know what we're going to do next. Mark says, I want private labels to come out more. Yeah, it's really hard. You know, like, I think about, like, multiple companies that do this, like, private label stuff, and a good majority of them are just upgrades, not upgrades, I should say, are just changes in appearance. You know, like they'll change the milling and that's all, which isn't really too hard. I mean, obviously you have to design the milling and, you know, do all that stuff. But, you know, then I think about like Adrenaline and it's like, they're like redesigning the whole entire gun. You know, they're like, it's got a new bolt and the foregrip's bigger and like they're doing all this crazy ass shit. So it would be really cool to see more like custom guns like Adrenaline. But it's very difficult because it's just a lot of work, you know? I mean, you're like a full-time engineer, you know, redesigning that entire gun, which is really, really cool, but, you know, just costs a lot. It's just a lot of time and effort and work. But that's, you know, one of the reasons they have to charge, like, you know, a premium for their guns. For sure. I would like to see more private label stuff. It would be cool. I know, Nick, that's exactly what I thought about Cobra. Because someone brought up Cobra earlier. I was like, yeah, Cobra. Yeah. I mean, Cobra, did Cobra do anything other than Angel, though? Or did they only ever, like, do Angels? I think that they probably only ever made Angels. I think. I mean, for some reason, maybe I want to say it like a Impulse. But that doesn't sound right. So, I think it was only ever Angels. Then, like, Meteor. The Meteor guys for a long time were kind of making custom stuff. But I don't think anyone's... Not that I know of. I don't think anyone's ever come to as close as Adrenaline. Just by, like, how much they're actually, like, changing and stuff like that. Like, I mean, the new gun has, like, everything. I mean, the bolt's completely different and all kinds of stuff. It's like a wildly different paintball gun. What's the next tournament? When's the next tournament? Let's find out. Let's look at the next tournament. I don't even know. Pebbles. Let's see if we can find any, like, cool international tournaments. When's the next Aruba tournament? September, damn, dude. The Aruba Open. Dude, I totally would go to this Aruba Open. If any guys, you know, like, want me to go hang out, let me know. I gotta, like, you know, something. Colombia. Panama. Yeah, look at all these tournaments in the United States, though. Looks like paintball's big everywhere else. Big here. You know, I don't know. Maybe, you know, a lot of the places probably don't use, like, you know, PB leagues necessarily, though, too. NXL. Lone Star, September 17th through the 20th. Garland, Texas, at the Garland Cricket Ground. You can see the whatever they call that right there, where they put the wickets. So there's probably a cricket. Weird. Damn, really? Is that where they have the tournament always? I don't really ever, like, pay attention to Texas anymore. That's not where the one I've been to. Doesn't look big enough, does it? It doesn't look big enough. Either way, Texas. Coming up September 17th through the 20th. Garland, Texas. You know, look at all these divisions. I kind of feel like there's too many divisions. It's like confusing. You know, like... It's like, it's just confusing. Look at it all. Too many divisions. There's your next tournament. Mike! With a $10 super chat for Aruba. My freaking, like, light shit never works anymore. Like, it worked. I tested it. Mike, I appreciate it, sir. I do want to go to Aruba. Is that the actual Aruba flag? I have no idea. Look at this hat. Paintball. Although you can barely see it. Paintball. The Millennium was base of the spider, basically a vertical spider. The Defiant was essentially a Bushmaster. The General Tim was an electronic spider. You can put the internals in a spider body. Pretty much. Ask Tom Cole about that. Maybe Tom Cole's a little bit too late. You betcha, Keister. I mean, that's really all the ego is, too, is a spider. It's a better version of the spider. A better version of the Intimidator or something. Dude, I'll be in D5 for NXL Texas. It'll be our team's first NXL tournament. We'll have fun. Big tournaments are always fun. I mean, I always enjoyed big tournaments. Just the atmosphere is just cool, and it's just fun to, you know, go to a big thing and, you know, play paintball, so... Good luck. I'm sure you'll have fun. We've got PMI on there. Got PMI. No one was asking. Okay. I was just wondering if you guys were talking about Bob Longguns and I missed out. That's all. Oh, no. Someone asked. Oh, Nobody Man. I'm sorry. Nobody Man was asking. I thought that just said, I just read Nobody really quick. Yeah, the Millennium, I think that the Millennium was the first, the Millennium body was like the first Bob Long made, I believe. I mean, the Cockers, and then I think the Millennium body was like the next product. It might have been the first, I don't know. I could have told you exactly at one point, but like literally a year ago, but something like that. They were cool. I had one of those. I think of the paintball store, and I think of the Millennium body, and I think about a black and silver splash Millennium body. Yeah, I can't remember if the Cocker came first. The Cocker came first, or if the Millennium body did. I really don't remember. And then at one point, they used the old Millennium bodies. The old Millennium bodies were actually made to make like prototype Intimidators. I do know that. I do know that. Have you shot the MXR with the updated parts? I don't know, actually. I've definitely shot multiple MXRs. I shot one a few weeks ago, but I don't actually remember if it had updated parts, honestly. I don't even really remember what it shot like off the top of my head. Just trying to remember. I don't know. But I definitely know I did. I just kind of like shot someone's gun for some reason. So I don't know. That was a long-winded, I don't know. Did they make the Defiant around 2005? I remember being a cheaper alternative to other Intimidators. Dude, I don't know. I'm foggy on the Defiant. I'm certainly foggy on the Defiant. I'm going to look for, see if I have, oh no, I don't have that anymore. Never mind. Do something else. Whoops. Yeah, I would say 2004 seems... Wasn't the Defiant pre-Intimidator? Honestly, don't freaking know. What's going on here? There we go. Because this is the original one, right? Like, this thing, and like... I honestly don't know. What do you guys think? Help me out here. This guy's got some pictures, but some good pictures. Very good. But no solid information. Yeah, I don't remember. I really don't. I mean, the Defiant 2, here's the Defiant 2. Yeah, this is a 2005. That's what I was going to guess. I was going to say 2005, 2006. Yeah, it was definitely pre-Intimidator. Okay. I was like, it's got to be pre-Intimidator. I just don't remember. And like, you know, I didn't even play paintball then. Honestly, when the Defiant came out, I probably didn't even play paintball. Why do I want to say it's like 2001? I don't even know. Don't remember at all. Bob Long, Defiant. I don't know. Somebody out there knows. The Defiant one was 1999. Rennick says, I believe you. 1999. That sounds right. I mean, I was like, because the Intimidator came out in 2001, like late 2001. And then I was like, if it was before, it probably wasn't 2000, because by that time, Bob was probably already working on the Intimidator. 99. Man. Yeah, that was before I played paintball. I'm currently rebuilding and upgrading my old Defiant right now. Mike had a Defiant too. I never had a Defiant. Yeah. I mean, by that time, I was just using, like, you know, whole Intimidators. I was just using, like, normal Intimidators. I mean, maybe I had 2005. I mean, it's possible that I had an Angel, but probably not. No, I didn't have an Angel. I would have had Intimidators then. Probably. Somebody says, Bob got busted by WGP knocking off Cocker bodies. Huh. Knock off how, though? Like, he was, because didn't they, like, they weren't patented, so was he, like, making carnivore knockoff bodies or something? I don't know. Dang, Renny, you have a Gen 1 prototype Intimidator? I know I've seen one of those. I've seen pictures of the Millennium bodies, the Millennium Intimidators, too. Because when I was doing the Intimidator stuff, the Intimidator video, I came up on a bunch of the, like, I don't know, stuff. Old guns. Dang, a Gen 1 prototype's crazy. That's cool. Hell of a collection piece or something. I probably had an Intimidator under 2500, I bet. Like a classic. Because I had those when they first came out. I had a green to yellow fade. I think. I had a pewter. I had a Ripper Intimidator that was pewter. That was cool. The whole entire gun was pewter, like plated or whatever. It was pretty sweet. That was probably one of the coolest guns I ever owned. I have no pictures of that, though. I can see it in my mind, though. It was pretty cool. It would have had the classic frame, too. It was like before people were doing, like, 2K2 frames on stuff. Or maybe it was, like, just around the same time or something like that. Ooh, purple to blue. I can see that one, too. I've had multiple of those guns, though. Maybe not multiple classics. I've had a few classic Intimidators. I think most of them were Rippers, honestly. I think I've had three Rippers. Three classic Ripper Intimidators, all at separate times. A black to blue fade, the pewter one, and then a black to green fade. Right? I definitely had the black I definitely had the black to blue and then the pewter one. I don't know. Who knows? Why aren't the paint more talked about under the tournaments? What do you mean? Why aren't the paint? I mean, I do think that a lot of the teams talk about it. I mean, I don't, you know, because I don't know. Yeah, I think that if you're actually at those tournaments, they certainly are. I mean, everyone's talking about like which color shoots the best and like which batch to get and like, oh, it's really brittle, so we left it out in the sun a little bit. You know, everyone's talking about paint. And that's certainly something that John Brinkman, the new owner of Contract Killer, is certainly talking about, you know, trying to, I don't know, like pay for teams' paint and stuff like that if they use their paint and claiming they make the best stuff ever and everyone else's is not as good. So they are, but I'm not, because I don't know, you know. It's hard. That's like at the tournament knowledge that you might stumble upon. And even if I was at the tournament, I probably wouldn't even know, because I'm not like playing, you know. If I was, you know, playing the tournament, I'd probably, you know paint stuff, but just hanging out, you're probably not even going to freaking notice. Probably. My Shocker SFT was a champion of reliability. I simply kept it clean lubed after every weekend and legit never had a problem with it. My all-time favorite gun. Hope you actually said, I know Brad hates them, but me and my boys loved ours. I had, you know, friends that loved them too. I think specifically of my friend Chris, and that's like all he would use for years was like Shocker SFTs. He loved the things. I just never had one that worked. Really? I mean, honestly, like I you know, purchased two. I had the Tauntaun Shocker. I had an Octane Shocker. They just didn't ever work. You know? Just, I don't know. Having to fix a lot of them at the paintball store, too? I don't know. I feel like that's one of the things that guns have gotten better, too, at is, like, they're just better. You know? Everything's just made so much better nowadays that stuff just becomes more reliable and more consistent and just works better just because stuff is manufactured higher quality. Whereas back in the day, you'd get guns that worked awesome and then some that just would never work, right? Or we got to change the whole entire bolt system out and put this whole new bolt in. So back in the day, the guns were certainly more like intermittent. Maybe, well, yeah, intermittent, but like, I don't know, not as consistent, we'll say, across the board, performance-wise. Something like that. Yeah, I just never freaking had one that worked. Nothing ever worked. Yeah, hoppers never worked. Fucking breaking a hopper every time I goddamn played paintball. I mean, freaking Halo snapping in half, or like you're breaking the feed neck off of some hopper. Like, everything used to suck. Everything's so much better now, it's crazy. Crazy. It really is. I mean, everything used to be terrible. Yup. All right, I'm getting out of here. I want to go eat dinner. I'm kind of tired today. I didn't really sleep all that much. Probably got something to do with it. Eggs? I kind of want eggs. Maybe I should have an omelet. Maybe I should make breakfast. We should have breakfast for dinner. I actually have bacon. I was like, do I have bacon? No, I got bacon. The evil omen. I never owned an omen. I don't know. Omens were never, like, you know, around. So it's not like, you know, they weren't really ever, like, popular or a thing. Unquestionably, the Tauntaun Shocker was the worst gun I've ever owned. Like, it, like, never worked. Like, I don't think it ever worked right. Like, I think I probably played two games with it in a row. Crazy. All right. Yeah, come back next week. Maybe we'll do the part two of the dead paintball gun brands. And, you know, we'll see how that goes. Ooh, the Dark SFT. Although that was true. The Dark Shockers were pretty cool. Those were pretty neat. All those, like, Warp Sports dark guns were pretty cool for a while there. Angel Speed, I could see that being a bad one. I mean, yeah. Just angels in general. I can see people having bad experiences with them in general. I mean, the guns were good, but, you know, they were kind of hard to fix and, like, you know, kind of wonky. Where are we on air raffle? Pretty close. I mean, it probably will be sold out tonight. I think there's people I have to put in there still that paid like an hour ago. So we're very, 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 very close. Very, very, very close. So that'll probably happen very soon. And if you are, for some reason, here still in the raffle, you don't have to be there for that raffle either. It's like, you know, I'll email the winner and stuff. I do the live stream drawing in the Facebook group. I don't know why, just because I've done that forever. But you don't have to be there. I'll put like a... If you do partake in the raffle, that link in the description or this link right there in the URL bar, right? Address bar. I'll put the video in here too. So I'll like live stream it and then I'll like put the drawing on this page too. So we can see who wins. But it's pretty much sold out. There's just like a couple people we gotta add. Okay. Gentlemen, come back. Come back. Monday. I don't know why I always forget what days. I'm like, it's Tuesday. I'm like, no, it's not. It's fucking Monday. This is Monday. Okay. Come back next week. We will do a Paintball Ruins My Life live stream again. And enjoy your week. You know, if you play paintball this weekend, enjoy it. It is summer, so it's hot. Be safe.